Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And just when our gas prices started to go down, we don't know if this is going to affect that, but let's talk to somebody who might. Energy prices are surging this morning after a couple of Japanese oil tankers got attacked in the Gulf of Oman. Our go-to guy on these things, Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service. Tom, good morning. What are you thinking about this?
Well, I think this is a little bit of a head fake. I think you're going to see crude oil prices probably bounce maybe $2.50 a barrel today. But here's what people don't realize. Very quietly since April 25th, the price of gasoline, whether in the futures markets or in the cash markets, has dropped anywhere from 45 to 90 cents a gallon. So, yeah, we're probably going to rob a nickel of those downward moves that we're going to receive, but you will see lower gas prices in the next week as opposed to higher prices, unless this escalates into more than a leftover incident there.
I was going to ask as to whether the environment might be changing and whether that might be putting the brakes on these lower prices that we've been seeing in the gas markets. It sounds like it's a wait-and-see kind of a thing, isn't it?
Well, you'd be seeing much lower prices if it weren't June. I mean, demand is very strong, as it typically is. June is one of the highest demand months for gasoline. So all of these distributors and dealers who've received price cuts, again, of 50 cents or more in the last month, haven't necessarily passed those along. There's no compelling reason to, since demand is pretty steady. But you will see the prices feather down. So, I think crude oil is a little bit oversold. We got down to about $50 for U.S. crude and about $60 for Brent. And you're seeing a little bit of a short covering rally here. The next real pivot point for this market doesn't come with the Vienna OPEC meeting. It comes with the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. Because if there's one downdraft that's been hurting crude, it's been hurting a lot of different commodities, it's the notion of a trade war.
Tom Kloza, you follow gas prices very closely. I'm seeing $2.35 is the cheapest in Edison. Why am I paying 50 cents more where I live? Why such a wide range in gas prices?
Well, again, it's that convenience mode. I happen to see $2.85 and $3.05 where I live in Lincroft. But I know that I can drive a little bit down the road and pay $2.60 at the Costco or whatever. So they're very, very uneven right now. They're very lumpy. You probably have less, maybe not discrimination, but less diversity in prices, or more diversity in prices, this time of year, because people are hitting the road, it's congested, and a lot more folks will fill up where it's convenient as opposed to make a left turn in traffic to save 10 cents a gallon.
Well, you don't know me. I'll make that left turn in traffic any day.
He only gave you one question about the oil prices. He complains to me about it all morning in here, Tom.
Yeah, 50% of people will make that left turn to save a nickel. And there are 50% of the population will actually drive 3 or 4 miles to save a nickel on gasoline. So it's unique.
And most of them are called dead.
And then you'll go in there and buy the $7 coffee.
Yeah, exactly. It does work that way psychologically. Tom Kloza, right. Thanks a lot. Always good talking to you. Global Head of Energy Analysis at the Oil Price Information Service, which we just call OPIS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.